Good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Hope you're all doing well. It's Monday. It's draft time, baby. That's right. We're only a few short days away. Thursday night, we'll be covering it here at Cheesehead TV. Hope you'll tune in for the live stream. I'll be in the studio. Corey will be in Green Bay. We'll have a boatload of people from all over the world in our Zoom Patreon hangout. We'll have a couple special guests stopping by. Some media members, maybe some players, maybe some NFL luminaries. So be sure to check it out on Thursday night, Friday night, and all day Saturday for all seven rounds of the NFL draft. Everything the Packers do will be live streaming during it. So I hope you'll join us because God knows it's going to get lonely there on day three. Good morning, everybody in the comment section. Good to see everybody. Hope you're doing well. Kenny, hey, draft week is finally here. That's right, Kevin. I feel like that weight loss I just had to watch was targeting me. Well, you know, it is user specific. I'm kidding. I have no idea. Good morning, Aaron. What's up? Fidel from Milwaukee. How you doing, man? Nags, what's the draft day spread looking like? I don't know. That's a good question. I got to coordinate with the fine folks in the studio and see what's going to probably a lot of spotted cow. If I'm being honest, that's probably what it's going to look like. Amar, good morning. How you doing? It's been a while since I dropped one of these to you and Pappy. I think you've mentioned this before. With the way Bane Gary is training, maybe he'll be running mate to KC with Lenny and Kiki. They do kick him inside, or they did, under Mike Pettine. Who knows what the plans are with Joe Barry in town. It's a possibility. I don't think that's a full-time gig for Rashawn, but I do think there's a lot of value in the ways you can use him. He becomes very, you know, he is very versatile and allows you to do a lot of different stuff. So, yes, I think we'll continue to see him kick inside on obvious passing downs when they can use his athleticism against some of those bigger, slower interior guys. But I don't think that would become a full-time gig for him. Aiden, thanks for the super chat. Aiden, sorry. I'm a newish Packers fan. I was wondering when Rodgers first started performing well in practice, et cetera, and if that is at all helpful compared to Love. I mean, obviously, you can't. It's never going to be an apples-to-apples comparison just because they're working in very different systems, very different coaching staff, very different players around them. But there definitely was kind of a moment when you noticed Rodgers all of a sudden kind of getting it. He never really lit it up in the summer, his first couple years in the league. His first two summers, I've said it here many times, and I'll continue to say it, he was downright bad. I mean, he was hard to watch. And, there were glimpses, certainly certain throws and plays where you were like, okay, I see the athleticism, I see the promise, but, you know, there was zero consistency. His third summer, it was a bit better. Still wasn't gangbusters, but it was obvious the game was slowing down for him a little bit. He has said it himself. The one kind of moment that kind of turned the narrative around on him was coming in for Favre on that Thursday nighter down in Dallas when Brett got injured and Aaron had to go in there and perform very well. And a lot of people were, okay. Because you never really know until a guy gets into a live game situation. And prior to that, Aaron had been in games, but they had been like mop-up stuff when basically the game had gotten away from the Packers and they put Aaron in there. And then he got hurt in that one game against the Ravens. But it as far as it goes for Jordan Love, I fully expect him to be, not hard to watch, but I don't think he's going to light it up, in the summer. He's got to play, though. That's the only way that he's going to get better is get live reps. And you can't get those in training camp practices. You got to get him in preseason games. And I don't think he's going to, be making highlight plays every other snap. And I don't think, he's going to stamp out any doubts about him. I think those are going to continue until he actually has to take over and he wins people over with his play. But I wouldn't expect him to come in and light it up. I think there will be struggles. There will be growth. There will be, growing pains, so to speak, just like there was with Aaron. Unfortunately, that's the gig, man. That's playing quarterback in the NFL. I think the Packers are going to have to get him on the field this summer. And Lord knows the internet is going to feast on every single throw, every single incompletion, every single botched play, what have you, is going to be blown up into some meltdown scenario. When in actuality, those are the things that are going to help him. Those are the things that are going to help him grow. Those are the things the Packers need to get out of his system now. They're developing him. The only way to develop him really and truly is to, give him playing time, especially in the preseason. If the Packers trade up in the draft, what position is your money on? If I had any money, it would be on That's a good question. Probably a corner that they love. Maybe. I have a hard time imagining them trading up for an offensive tackle, though that is a possibility. But yeah, I think I would think corner, but you never know. Maybe a safety, I think, is a dark horse possibility. Hey, next, Packers draft needs O-line, defensive line, cornerback times two, wide receiver times two. Did I miss anything? I mean, those are all absolute targets. There's no question about it, but I have times two on cornerback and wide receiver, I think, is a bit ambitious. If they come out of this draft with one of each, I think they're doing okay. You know, and hey, they could come out of this draft with neither one of those positions. Let's say they, you know, stock up, so to speak, on guys along both lines. I'd be fine with that. You know, yes, are there things on the horizon contractually that make you want to stock up at wide receiver and corner? Absolutely. No question about it. But you don't want to reach for it. You don't want to pick them just because you need that position. That's the way you get bad picks. That's the way you, you know, you reach. You don't want to do that. But yes, I think all those positions are definitely going to be targets. No question. I spent a lot of time mocking up this hypothetical trade. Let me know what you think. Aaron Rodgers for Tim Boyle. Who says no? That's a good one, Matt. I'm gonna have to put that one in the old machine and see what comes back. We know the Packers will not trade up for a linebacker. LOL. Brandy, you're probably right, but now watch them do it. Never say never. It's the NFL draft. Every time you say this will never happen, inevitably it happens. Mitch, does DeGuara being injured last year affect draft plans this year? No, not at all. There's no doubt that they want to get him back on the field, continue to develop him and work him into the rotation at H-back and or tight end. But yeah, no, they've, especially at that position, they've got a lot of talent there. Jace and he just supposed to have to stay on the field. But yeah, as far as like what they're targeting or what their plans are in the draft, no. DeGuara's injury plays nothing into it. Ben, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags from England. Good morning from New York, Ben. Happy draft week. Whoever we end up taking should get our support. Trust the process. They have a plan. Thank you very much. It reminds me of a Rashawn Gary pick not too many years ago when half of my mentions and YouTube comments on the draft, on the night of the draft, were absolutely blowing up the Packers and saying what a terrible pick it was, how dumb it was, etc. Fast forward a couple years, and he's one of the best players on the defense and a budding superstar. So just relax on draft night. You might not agree with every pick, but at least let it play out. That's all I ask. Support your team. I know I'm crazy for saying that. Any progress updates on Bakhtiari recovery? Eric, nothing official, but we've certainly seen him on social media. The most recent video is of him pretending to spar with Aaron Rodgers, and looks good to me. Now, obviously, that's not even close to having to step on a football field and play the game, but I mean, he looks spry. He looks like he's jumping around pretty good. So I doubt we'll get anything official. Maybe we hear something from Brian Gutekunst later this afternoon. Brian is slated to talk at 4:30 Eastern, 3:30 Central Time. So maybe Brian has an update on his progress. But I would suspect we probably won't hear much until players actually have to report in the building and they get their physicals, which I guess could be a month from now. So, yeah, but as of right now, there's no new news there. Yosh Nyman, sorry, can dress for 17 games last season. He did. Is there a Yosh Nyman special teams highlight tape for his fans to marvel at? Not yet, Mick, although I'm in the process of cutting one. No, I'm not. Don't trust the DIC. Blake knows what's up. Blake has been paying attention. The draft industrial complex is here to warp your mind, people. Pay them no mind. Give them no credence. Wash them from your memory bank. They've been very entertaining for the last 3 months, but as of Thursday night, when the Packers make their selection, they mean absolutely nothing. It's that simple. Jesse, this is probably my favorite comment on YouTube ever. Who is the Packers drafting? You know, Jesse, I've been trying to figure that out for quite some time, and I'm just not there. Try back again Thursday morning. We'll see where I'm at. We are winning the Super Bowl next year, people. Let's go. Timo knows what's up. Timo's on it, man. That's the vibe I'm talking about. Would sure like to see you do Brewers content, my man. You know what? I might do some. You know, if nothing else, it'll just be me making fun of the Cubs. But yeah, maybe once the draft is in the rearview mirror and summer stretches out before us, I'll do something. I'll call up Paul Breddle. I know he watches the Brewers as much as I do. We just shoot the shit about the Brewers, because God knows if it was me and Banky talking about the Brewers, that would be a very one-sided conversation. Could Yosh or Raji start a QB for the Bears? I mean, it would probably be a pretty significant upgrade, no doubt about it. I haven't watched one draft show this year other than some Cheesehead TV content. Daniel, you are a smart man. A very, very smart man. Amar, I was a hater of Bane Gary and now the biggest fan. I eat crow for fun. Waiting for Love Crow next. LOL. It's coming. Checks in the mail. Green Bay never picks whose favorite to go at the pick. Never. I mean, they never go where fans want them to. That's for darn sure. No question about it. We are moving up to pick up the Alabama defensive tackle. Book it. He could fall to 29. You never know. Maybe they trade up for him. Yeah, that's a possibility. But we'll see how it plays out. Announce Julio Jones to the Packers for Yosh Nyman and a first. Yeah, Stephen, that's in the can. It's in the hopper. No doubt about it. How do you see AJ and Aaron Jones splitting time? Jake, I think we'll see a good usage of both dependent on who the opponent is. I don't think it's as simple as this is your, okay, we're going to hammer them with AJ and then bring Aaron Jones in with fresh legs late in the game. I don't think it's use Aaron Jones early to get a big lead and then bring in AJ Dillon to close it out. I don't think it's as simple as either one of those. I think it really depends on what they deem the best way to attack a particular defense, whoever they're facing, whatever scheme they're facing, the personnel wise, etc. If it's a team like, look no further than the Bears game when Akeem Hicks was out. The Packers ran between the tackles in that game way more than they usually did all last year or traditionally have done under LaFleur, because they knew opponent matchup wise they could take advantage, and they did a lot. You know, I think, you know, it's never going to be as simple as, okay, AJ is going to get X amount of carries and Aaron's going to get X, you know, and that's how it's got to be. I just think it's going to be very, very game plan specific. And I know that's not helpful from a fantasy standpoint, which is where most of these questions emanate. Not saying that yours is, but I do think that's going to be the case more often than not. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Where are we on Cooking with Corey series? I have a need to see a crazy man start screaming about how Wisconsin supper clubs make old fashions wrong. It is close, Michael. It is very close. I will say, with the draft coming up and everything going on at LiveX, he actually has the shot set and the set is ready. Just hasn't had the time. But it is very close. It will be here this offseason, that I promise you. Can we ban anyone who wants us to take a wide receiver in the first round? Look, Scott, if people want a wide receiver in the first round, I totally get it, man. You want a new toy. Just like Aaron Rodgers wants a new toy. I get it, man. And I'm not averse to it. The Packers haven't done it since 2002. But hell, at 29, you're practically in the second round already. And the Packers have had really good success in the second round. So, yeah, I don't. Fans want fun stuff. I can't begrudge them that. Dig what you dig, man. You know, just don't call the Packers stupid when they don't take a wide receiver. That's all I ask. King is going to ball out this year. Imgen, I'll tell you what, that is probably not a popular sentiment, but it would not surprise me, given that 2 years ago he led the team in interceptions and played, you know, much better than he did last year, I would say. Last year he did fall off a bit, and I think a return to form obviously would be in his best interest, and the team could certainly use it. I don't think he's out of the woods as far as securing the starting job yet, though. I think there's every possibility they take a corner who comes in and steals it away from him. Not to say that they're going to hand a rookie the job, but certainly you're going to let him compete. And if they take one early, you can bet he's going to be given every opportunity to compete. So, yeah, I think a motivated Kevin King is a good thing for the Packers. There's no doubt about that. And I do hope you are correct. I do hope he balls out. No doubt about it. You think they're bringing in another back for depth, or is he already in-house? Maybe it's, you know, Patrick Taylor. Maybe it's, you know, somebody that they pick up off a waiver wire. Maybe they draft a day three back. They're definitely going to need a third back for the rotation. There's no question about it. I don't think they're going to spend any kind of significant resources to acquire another running back, but there will be somebody. There has to be. There has to be a third back. No doubt about that. I guarantee Packers trade down. Randy guarantees it, people. Notice he didn't say in which round. Aha. Packers gave Patrick Taylor a 2-year deal. What's your opinion on him? David, I like what I've seen from his college tape. Haven't seen him on a NFL football field yet. I'm anxious to. I like the idea of him, but I just haven't seen him play. But I'm excited to, hopefully this summer. We get to camp. Really want to see how he looks. Jumped in late. Sorry if they already asked this. Julio's available? Yes, Julio is available. No, the Packers are not trading for him. Thank you. Becky, how you doing? Hi, Nags. Will we see some AJD in backfield and Aaron Jones running jet sweep? Tough to defend. Yes, I would suspect we see a lot of that. Although I do think, we'll see how the draft plays out. Maybe they get somebody to take over the Tyler Irvin role, or maybe they bring back Tyler Irvin. As far as I know, he hasn't signed anywhere yet. I know he had a couple visits, but yes, I would love to see Dylan in the backfield with Aaron Jones running the jet sweep stuff. They did a little bit of that against the Rams in the playoffs, and yeah, I'm all for it. I might hang myself if I watch that much of the draft just to see Green Bay trade out of the first. Now, Daniel, you know it's a possibility. It's the Packers. Come on now. It's the NFL draft. Of course they might trade back. Look, it's all fun and games. It's entertainment. We're all there watching. I get it, but it is still business. It ain't show friends. It's show business. Gutekunst is going to do the best thing for the Packers. And if that's trading back, doesn't matter that we've been sitting there for 3 hours waiting for them to pick. Just keep in mind, it's the best thing for the Packers. That's all that matters. Draft week, Aaron. Time to stock up on beer and enjoy. This is possibly the best suggestion I've heard all day. I like it. Should the Packers have met the demands of Javon Walker? Andrew with a throwback question. No, the Packers were right. Packers were right to hold the line. Hingle McCringleberry at 29. Now we're talking. Asante or Barmore? Oh, that's tough. Oof. Oh, that's a tough one. I'd probably go Asante, but I love Barmore. Gun to the head, though. I got to go Asante. Damn, that's a tough one, though. That's the toughest one I've gotten so far. That's really good. But I go Asante. I just love his game. How did date night go next? Date night went great. Thanks for asking. Andrew Ware, thanks for the super chat. We have an MVP quarterback 2 years in a row. 28 other teams were watching us. Jonesy is in green and gold. We aren't the Bears, and we are getting number 14 this year. It's draft week, folks. Be happy. Let's fucking go. Andrew Ware with the greatest super chat ever in the history of super chats. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Would it surprise you if they didn't add a corner on day one or two? Jackson graded out okay on PFF and could still be good. No, it wouldn't surprise me if that's how the board falls. And that was, the entire reason you bring back Kevin King, so you're not boxed in and having to draft a corner. I agree with you on Jackson in the sense that they can get by with him. They won games with him. They can absolutely throw him into the lineup, especially in this new system, I would think, the new scheme. There wasn't that much drop-off when Kevin King was out. Not to say that Jackson was great. You can certainly win with him. I don't think they're going to feel compelled, and that's what I was talking about before, about draft needs. I don't think there's a sense of they have to get a corner. I think yes, they probably are targeting one, but they're not going to do it just to do it if it doesn't make sense value-wise on their board. No, it would not surprise me whatsoever. Favorite draft day beer, Eric, the one in front of me. And that's a great place to leave it. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here on Cheesehead TV. Thank you so much. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I'll see you tonight for trivia at 5:30 Eastern. That's 4:30 Lambeau time. Because Brian talks at 4:30 my time, we're pushing trivia back to 5:30. So 5:30 Eastern, live trivia right here on the YouTube channel. I see you then. Until then, go Pack, go.